And now to the Midwest, where NPR's Don Gagne is in Michigan. He joins us now. Don, is it still a total blackout out there?
It is still a mostly blackout anyway. Detroit, the biggest city around here, is still black. Toledo, which is about an hour to the south, just over the Ohio line, I'm hearing that some lights are starting to come back on there. But for the most part, it is dark. I'm about a half an hour south of Detroit in the town of Monroe, Michigan, and there are no lights to be seen anywhere here. Also, Detroit Metropolitan Airport, that's a big Northwest Airlines hub, is essentially shut down. Some international flights that have been in the air for a long time will be able to land, but nothing is taking off from there. And we still don't have a sense of when power will be fully restored. Perhaps sometime tomorrow is all we're hearing now.
And Detroit is also the gateway to Canada there in Windsor. I understand that they've actually closed one of the bridges that goes over into Canada.
Yes, I don't have a lot of details on that. It's a little tough to get information because cell phone use has been spotty, and even some of the telephones haven't been working as well. But I have heard that at least one of the border crossings has been closed. There's a bridge and a tunnel. I can't speak to the status of each of them from where I'm at.
Since the power is still out, it may be difficult for them to do this, but as Mayor Kilpatrick or any other officials taken to the airwaves or tried in some way to get a message out?
I have not heard anything, but that does not mean they haven't done it. But again, no television, obviously. People tend to not have portable televisions. A lot of people are sitting on their porches listening to radios while they're grilling and cleaning out their freezers of anything that they fear may not last for another day or so. But there are some states of emergency that have been declared in some of the municipalities around here. Practically speaking, that tends to mean police officers at every intersection because, again, there are no traffic lights. But it also means that there are extra patrols should anything else happen now that darkness has set in.
And in Center City, Detroit, they've had some problems in the past with Devil's Night fires and things like this. I imagine security is a big concern.
No word of anything like that at all. I mean, people seem to be pretty calm as far as I can tell. Again, it's just getting dark here in the last half an hour or so, but certainly there will be increased patrols, and they'll be watching for things like that.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Monroe, Michigan.